Chapter 6 continued with more tips. Rediscover pride. What makes you feel proud of yourself? Think back to a time when you did something which made you feel especially useful. Is this related to an activity you can do again? So, while you can't go back and win a trophy for swimming all over again, some time at the pool can put you back into those positive emotions all over again, as it reminds you very powerfully of your accomplishments. Try positivity. How we talk to ourselves is a powerful experience. Don't give negativity a place in your life, especially in the privacy of your head. Look for the positive thoughts to counter the negative ones, to keep them from becoming labels that you use to start defining who you are. Start small. Do you have a favorite way, or two or three or four, that you talk to yourself in a demeaning or negative way? Do you say things like, oh, I'm so stupid, or I'll never get ahead? You might want to go back and look at page 15 of this book and see if any of that negative self-talk sounds like you. Pick out one or two phrases you use most often and prepare a new script that you can use to counteract the negative self-talk when it pops up. Drop the definitions. Speaking of labels, it's time to drop those entirely. For example, we look at a situation where we didn't perform very well and call ourselves a failure. Anytime this happens, remind yourself that you are not your circumstances. Just because a thing happened, it doesn't get to define who you are. Start small. Okay, if you absolutely can't drop the labels, try creating a new and brilliant label for yourself. How about amazing friend, or considerate coworker, or frequent smiler, or astute TV watcher? Have some fun with this. Look at your accomplishments. We're great at coming up with to-do lists to remind us of all the things waiting to be done. But what about having a list of the things we've already finished? By reviewing your accomplishments, you'll be reminded of how far you've already come. Start small. At the end of each week, take a moment and review what you've accomplished and write it down. Remember, your accomplishments don't have to be huge tasks, but anything you set an intention to complete and followed through. Doing something thoughtful for a friend, organizing your workspace, cleaning out the refrigerator, or even making a doctor's appointment can all be listed on your list of accomplishments. Play with post-it notes. Affirmations are great. By writing down a handful of words that remind you of all of the positive things you've done and are capable of, you cement these items in your mind. By putting these thoughts on post-it notes, which you scatter all over your work and living spaces, you'll get a constant reminder of these truths every time you come across one. Quit playing to an audience. Anytime you're worried about what others are thinking of you, you're going to start holding back or acting differently. How are you supposed to feel good about who you are when you're busy trying to be someone else entirely? Stop worrying about what other people think. Adopt a pet. While it may seem extreme, adopting a pet has numerous benefits. For one thing, you're going to feel great knowing you're making a difference in the life of an animal who needs you. What's even better? The constant reminder of just how much you're worth their love. Start small. Instead of taking on a lifelong commitment by adopting a pet, consider fostering a dog or a cat, or volunteer at your local animal shelter and walk the dogs or play with the kittens. Be authentic. Embrace yourself with all your quirks, weirdness, and all those fun things which make you uniquely you. What's cool about this is just how much people in your life appreciate this version of you, much more than they would any made-up persona. Start small. Identify just one of your weird quirks or unique characteristics and take some time to appreciate it and how it has either helped you through the years or how other people have made wonderful comments about it. Savor in the self-acceptance and self-appreciation of this quirk or characteristic. No more perfection. Why are you half killing yourself to get everything just so? There's no such thing as perfect, meaning all you're doing is finding a way to beat yourself up for not getting things right. Learn to let go. Good enough really is good enough. Start small. You don't need to let go of everything all at once. List one thing you are willing to either let go of or that you can take imperfect action on. Maybe you don't have to post to Instagram every single day. Maybe you can leave the house without makeup on. Maybe you can simply try something new, knowing you won't be perfect at it, and just allow it to be fun. Cut loose. When is the last time you did something ridiculous? It takes a lot of confidence and builds a lot of self-worth to lose inhibitions and just play with no care for what others think. Try karaoke. Dance like nobody is watching. Create a costume and become a famous person for a day. Do something which is uniquely you. Meditate. By practicing mindfulness and putting yourself back into the moment, you calm the mind and give yourself room to simply be. Use meditation as a way to center yourself and rediscover who you are. Start small. So many of us are overloaded with excuses as to why we can't meditate. Start simply counting your breaths. Breathe in for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. Exhale for a count of four. And hold your breath for a count of four. Easy. Remember the point above? No more perfection. This is for you and enhancing your self-worth. Enlist a friend's help. Are you having trouble seeing the positive? Why not get a friend to help you out? Approach someone you trust and ask them to make a list of what they feel are your most positive qualities. You might be surprised at some of the things they come up with. Try a different channel. What are you watching on your favorite streaming service? If the shows you watch leave you feeling down and depressed, or becomes an excuse to beat yourself up by comparing your life to that of the hero of the story, it's time to stop. Either pick something which leaves you energized and motivated, or walk away and do something else altogether. Start small. Take a small break from social media and the news. Sound impossible? Why not give it a try? Begin with a day without social media or the news. If that's too extreme for you and you need to start smaller, give yourself a time limit. Set a timer and keep your promise to yourself that you'll disengage from news or social media when the alarm goes off. Spoil yourself. When is the last time you had a little you time? Make a date with yourself to do all your favorite and fun things, if for no other reason than to remind yourself you deserve it. Take control of your social media. If the negativity is getting you down, it might be time to fuss with some settings on your social media. Learn the value of blocking people who have nothing good to say. Change your settings so only friends can respond to your posts if necessary. Do what you need to control the conversation in ways that protect your self-worth. Become less productive. Why does society push us so hard to be productive every minute of the day? It's impossible to feel good about yourself when everything you do is never enough. By cutting back work and setting boundaries that establish a time for you and your family, you're sending a message, reminding your boss coworkers, friends, and yourself that you are worthy of having this time for yourself? Start small. This is a small but powerful question. Ask yourself if you've sacrificed yourself by overdoing and people-pleasing because your sense of worth is based on what you do and what other people think about you. If the answer is yes, then simply list one thing that you can do a little less of. What can you let someone else do for a change? That's the tips for this portion. There will be more tips on the next audio.